Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Concerning the issues of life, liberty, and justice, and their impact on individuals, culture, society in America, and around the world, this is The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. Myra will discuss heartfelt topics facing our nation and our world today as only Myra can. So please welcome the host of The Truth Spoken in Love, Myra Jean.
And here we are. You are listening to The Truth Spoken in Love for You. Bold Brave Media Network, radio, TV. Today, while God's the living God, the only true living God, who is love, who is good, actually, the only one who is completely good, has complete love for us. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians, love is patient and love is kind. Love is not arrogant or rude or boastful or proud. I want to read God's words in Psalm 1 and 2. He said, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Think on these things. This person shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. But the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And the living God, the Father, wants all to be his children through his only begotten Son, whom he sent to be the Savior of the world, to be the Savior of mankind, you and me. Jesus, the only Lord God and Savior. Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his people, his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress, for in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my King, King of kings, Lord of lords. I will declare the decree. The Lord has sent me. You are my Son, Jesus the Christ. Today I have begotten you, and of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel for those who oppose God. Now therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with awesome regard and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those who put their trust in the Christ, the Messiah, the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, and mankind, who became flesh so that we might be saved, so that we might live fully now and for eternity. I want to play a song in minutes here. Now I have to go back to it because my radio was in tune. Be forgiven. Be set free. Everlasting life. turn to Him, receive the gift of faith and trust. Jesus so loves you. We are so important to the living God. We are His, to become His prized possession, to belong to Him, and to have life everlasting. That's now. I thought it was just about heaven someday. But when I received God's forgiveness, when I received His love, when I received His life, I realized the truth. God is good. But we are not. We are born sinners going astray. But we can be forgiven. Forgiven, completely forgiven. Cleansed from unrighteousness. Delivered from evil. And healed. Our souls healed. Our minds with the mind of Christ. To think, to know truth. Come unto Him. Jesus invites all who have breath and heartbeat. Come unto Me, Jesus says. Come unto Me and follow Me and live. We will be taking a short break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to Easy.
EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation.
Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
You are listening to the truth spoken in love for you, the love of the only true living God, the Creator, the one who came to defeat death, hell, and the grave, Jesus the Christ, who came, who He Himself knew no sin, bore our sin on His own body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live unto righteousness. There is one who hates all mankind because God loves us. One who comes only to steal, kill, and destroy us. And his name? Satan, the devil. He is the one who sows evil in this world. He is the one who has devised all the evil plans to try to defeat human beings, to try to keep human beings separated from the living God. For you see, when we are born, in a condition of separation from the living God who loves us, because Satan, the devil, deceived the first woman and man that God created and told them that if you want to know good and evil, you won't die, as God said. But there is only one thing that wasn't good when the Lord God created heaven, earth, and mankind, and that was the knowledge of evil. And when Eve and Adam were deceived by Satan, they did become separated from God. They became spiritually dead, no longer possessing the Holy Spirit of God. But Jesus says, come unto me and be ye saved. Come unto me and be born again in spirit and in truth, and you will be the children of the living God. When we know Jesus, we are safe. We are saved from death, hell, and the grave. And we are forgiven of our sin and cleansed from unrighteousness. If we confess our sin, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, who are what we would call the enemies of mankind in the world today, the ones who listen to Satan, the ones who are anti-God anti-human, anti-mankind, anti-freedom. Satan has devised and deceived people in this world so that they think wrong is right, and right is wrong. For we do not have discernment when we do not have the Holy Spirit of God. And who is anti you? Anti-freedom? Anti-country? And that is those who are under the principality of the air, Satan's control, Satan's leading. If you would read Ephesians chapter 2, to realize that all we are born under the influence of Satan, going astray, going our own way, not listening to God. But God loves us with an everlasting love. Jesus says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. You were in my care before you were born. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn you. If this very moment you have not come to know Jesus in spirit and in truth, he invites you now to listen, to say, yes, Jesus, I will listen. I will come and follow you. For in Ephesians chapter 2, speaking to all of us, and you are who are in Christ, he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Listen to Jesus. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. If you have said, yes, Jesus, I will listen. I will come and follow you. You are alive in Christ. And if not, you are still dead in your trespasses and sins. But by the grace of God, you can be saved and be raised up together and made us to be the very children of the living God in Christ Jesus. So that in ages to come, he might show us the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It is not of works, lest anyone should boast. Be alive through Jesus, the Lord God and Savior, Creator of heaven and earth and mankind, be made alive, born again by the Holy Spirit of the living God, and you will be a child of God now and for all eternity. Just as the song said, come, let us lay down our failures, lay down our failures, our sins, at the foot of the cross. Ask Jesus to forgive for going your own way. Ask Jesus to be your Lord God and Savior. For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, that you should live. And right now, I'm looking for song control, but that'll have to wait till next break. In the Psalms, King David pours out his heart to the living God. He pours his heart out. He says, sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. The Lord has announced his victory and has revealed his righteousness to every nation. Wherever you are born, wherever you are living, the living God's purpose for forming you in your mother's womb was for you to turn and come to Jesus and receive the love of God, receive the life-giving Holy Spirit of God, and to know the truth and not be deceived by Satan, the devil who comes to steal, kill, destroy. No, you are beloved in Christ. Even let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the earth and all living things join in. Let the rivers clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing out their songs of joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the nations with fairness. Jesus says he is a good shepherd who takes care of his sheep. And when we are his child, we are taken care of as a good shepherd tends and cares for his sheep. Even though we have wandered, or if you are still wandering astray, Jesus desires to take your sin. Only Jesus can forgive our sin. Take our guilt. Heal our pain that we have caused ourselves when we have not listened to Jesus, and deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us from the one who hates us and wants to destroy us. Jesus says, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest, my peace, my life. Take my way upon you, learn from me, and you will find rest, peace, love, life. Jesus, I come and I thank you for forgiving me. Save me, Jesus. We will take a short break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
The opiate epidemic has reached crisis levels, and with so many families affected by addiction, opiate-related drug overdoses, and death, the time is now to have a real constructive conversation about addiction that could lead to better prevention, treatment, and recovery. Alan Charles, author and keynote speaker on drug abuse and prevention, presents The Alan Charles Show. Alan brings a message of hope, sharing his unbelievable story of surviving a 24-year addiction to cocaine and highlights from his memoir, Walking Out the Other Side, an addict's journey from loneliness to life. His raw honesty and courageous heart breaks the stigma of addiction and offers a unique perspective into the mind of an addict. Join Alan each week as he brings his listeners to a true understanding of the grip of addiction. It is only with this understanding that we can begin to heal. The Alan Charles Show, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network.
You are listening to the truth spoken in love for you. Not my poor love, even though I have received Almighty's God's love. Still, to be filled with the Spirit, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, is to be filled with the love of God. Patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faith, patience, faithfulness, self-control. Come, receive. In this world, you probably heard today, when men who are without the Holy Spirit of the living God, men, women, who are not listening to him, who do not have the love of God for mankind, those, as we have heard today, who want to take control of other people, who want to take away their freedom, as you have heard probably today, that Putin has invaded. Here's my thought. Putin has invaded the Ukraine. Man making war because Satan is the enemy of mankind and wants to work in men that don't listen to Jesus, to work in them the works of Satan, where Satan comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that is why we have wars, rumors of wars. In the United States of America, we were founded by Christians. I think it was like 98% of those who first settled in the United States believed in the living God and followed his ways. And Jesus, the Christ, was their Savior, their Lord, God, and Savior. Abraham Lincoln's, I have a quote here, "Don't interfere with anything in the Constitution. That must be maintained, for it is the only safeguard of our liberties." Nowhere in the world is presented a government of so much liberty and equality. To the humblest and poorest among us are held out the highest privileges and positions. And even though, while in Africa, African tribes were enslaving other African tribes and selling them to Europeans and Americans, and that was a great atrocity, against humanity. But if you listen to the Negro spiritual songs, they, because of their hard times, they turned and knew the living God and had the joy, his joy. You know the children's song, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Because I have the peace that passes all understanding. Ronald Reagan later would say, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. When we honor our flag, we honor what we stand for as a nation. Freedom, equality, justice, and hope. Hope. Hope thou in God, for you will yet praise him. Hope thou in God, for he is faithful. When you receive his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope, hope that is sure. For this world will pass away. And all those who fail because of their ignorance, stubbornness, rebellion against God, they will pass away. But those who turn to Jesus and receive the Holy Spirit of life now will never pass away. When we have the Holy Spirit from Jesus, there is no more death. Jesus took our death, took the punishment for our sin, so that we might die to sin and live unto righteousness, so that we, who once were far away, can come near and be in spirit and in truth the children of the only true living God, and live right now. Oops. We can go to this song. Sorry. Your forgiveness, Jesus, thank you. Yeah. Jesus. Right now, Jesus, forgive me. I want your way. to listen, to come and follow you, Jesus. Jesus, for loving me, forgive me, cleanse me. He'll never leave you nor forsake you when you turn and come. Jesus, I come. Yes, Jesus, thank you. Bore all my sins on your body, on your cross. You take my guilt and give me your peace, knowing you. Seven years of the faithfulness of God's Holy Spirit, granting me every day that I have breath to have His love, to have the joy that He gives, the peace that He brings in the midst of trial. He gives us peace. When we go to Him, submit ourselves to Him. Submit yourself to the only true living God. Resist the devil, and he will flee, and you will know the life that you were conceived in your mother's womb by the Lord Jesus Christ to have a relationship with the living God, now and for all eternity, to live. We will be taking a short break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Have you ever felt like no one is listening, or you're not getting the honest attention you deserve? Do you even know the kind of attention you want or need? You are not alone. Alice Aspen March is here to help. Thanks to Alice, through her epiphany and research over the word attention, there are solutions to the attention dilemma. Worldwide audiences have been enthralled and engaged for over 40 years with her visionary and pioneering observations. The kind of attention we get and give is vital to improving our lives and society. Alice and her weekly guests review game-changing insights.
insights for transforming and improving our understanding of attention, providing techniques for creating healthier and empowering behavior. Get a new perspective on a mainstream word. Tune into Why Our Attention Matters for fresh and thought-provoking conversations every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on boldbravemedia.com and the TuneIn Radio app.
You are listening to the truth spoken in love for you, that we would live now and for all eternity through the love of the living God, who sent his only begotten Son, the creator of heaven and earth and mankind, the one who purposed for you as you were formed in your mother's womb, to come to know him, to receive once again the Holy Spirit of God, to be born again in spirit and in truth, and to know the truth and be able to resist the liar, the thief, Satan, the devil who comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. We must say, beyond a shadow of a doubt, we reject Satan and his attempt to rule us. We must say beyond a shadow of a doubt, no to the communist plan that in 1847 Karl Marx and Engels devised. It was called the Manifesto to the World, and the program, it was an international communism, and it was to overthrow capitalism, to abolish private property, to eliminate family as a social unit, to abolish all classes and overthrow all governments, an establishment of a communist order with communal ownership of property in a classless, stateless society. To accomplish this, the Communist Manifesto was devised to accomplish this course of action, supporting all revolutionary movements. And we have seen the effect in the United States of communism. We have seen the effect of the attempt to bring about the communist revolution, a division among people through Antifa, Black Lives Matter, through cancel culture, through critical race theory. Today, there is a revolution underway in the United States, a Marxist, socialist, communist revolution, attempting to tear people apart, to take control through such things as COVID-19, through lockdowns, mandates. An article here: the United States is now in the midst of a communist revolution that seeks to centralize power through bringing every element of the U.S. government from the lowest levels to the top under the control of the executive branch. We have three branches. We have the legislative, we have the judicial, and the executive. But the current people not listening to the Lord God, who loves every person, who wants to bring freedom by his Holy Spirit. Freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, Christ in you, the kingdom of God. Christ alone can bring freedom, Christ in you, the hope of glory. We need to say absolutely no to the Marxist socialist movement to bring communism in control of us and our country. Freedom is through Christ. He is the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth and mankind. Be born again. Your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. I wanted to finish with a song of freedom. Jesus, you are Lord God and Savior. Sin, death, hell, and the grave, free to live in the love of Almighty God, to have His peace, hope, a future that will not end. From the past, with hope and a future, life that will not end. All my sin in the past, I am free to live, to love God, myself, and you. Holy Spirit of the living God, take control. Fill me with your love. Fill me with your love, that I would love you with my heart and mind and will, that I would love all mankind, that I would love enemy, that I would pray for those who abuse, that I would want for their salvation, want for them to be forgiven and set free. Jesus, you are the only true living God who came that we could be forgiven, that we could receive your life-giving Holy Spirit, that we can know the true and living God and live through you. I thank you, Jesus. Save, for you came to seek and to save those that are lost. And he invites all with breath and heartbeat, come unto me, follow me, Jesus, Lord God and Savior. I come, I choose to listen to you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
This has been The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. The truth versus the deception. Tune in each week for the answers on Myra Jean's The Truth Spoken in Love.
You've been listening to the BM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BM Global Network Company.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.